Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1231. Visible translated text is as follows. 180, for which we get less money, of course, than for the first. You see that Fanny A, Defendant's Exhibit 4B, that is, Fanny Atherton. That is in the job department. Now I took each of those job sheets, Defendant's Exhibit 4B, and separated them from the rest of those sheets, finding out how many jobs of the various kinds were packed that week. Now, this sheet, Defendant's Exhibit 3, shows that there were 12 different kinds of jobs packed that day. Each of them, you will notice, has a different price. That is the number of job 0.95, or the number of job 114, Defendant's Exhibit 3. That is the number of the job, not the amount, but the number by which it is sold. Out here, Defendant's Exhibit 3, you see the amount of that job which was packed. 180 gross, 1 gross, 6 gross, 24 gross, etc. Then you will find the actual price we received for each. Then I make the extensions and find the amount of gross of pencils. 180 gross at 40 cents, of course, is $72. Defendant's Exhibit 3. In other words, there is the actual number of jobs packed that day, the price we actually got for them, and the extensions are accurate and the totals are correct. The total amount of gross is totaled correctly. The total gross packed and the total amount of the value of those gross are the two figures that are put on that financial report. Defendant's Exhibit 3. 792 gross job, $396.75, Defendant's Exhibit 3, being absolutely correct. But in getting the average price, you notice 50.1 cents down below here. Defendant's Exhibit 3. I just worked it approximately because nobody cares if it costs so small a fraction, the average price of those jobs, 50.1 cents, and 6/100. That 6/100 was so small I couldn't handle it, so I stopped at the first decimal. Now, in arriving at the total number of gross and the total value of pencils, which are the two figures really important, I divided one by the other. I also used, in getting up the data for the financial sheet, by the way, one of the most important sheets is this very little sheet here, Defendant's Exhibit 3. It looks very small, but the work connected with it is very large. Now, some of the items that appear on here are gotten from the reports which are handed in by the various forewomen. Now, you saw on the stand this morning Mr. Godfrey Winkhouse, the superintendent of the lead plant. There is a report, Defendant's Exhibit 4C, of the amount of lead delivered that week, 2 pages of it. The different kinds of lead, No 10 lead, No 940, Num 2 and No 3, 300 pounds on No. Now, here is a pencil with a little rubber stuck on the end. That is about 6 inches of lead in that, and stick rubber in the rest. Now here, Defendant's Exhibit 4D is the report of L.A. Quinn, foreman of the tipping plant. He reports on this the amount of work of the various machines, that is, the large eyelet machine, the small eyelet machine, and the other machines. Then he states the amount of the various tips used that he had made that week. Now, we have, I expect, 22 different kinds of tips, and one of them is a re-tip, and we never count a re-tip as a production. Now, this was made out, Defendant's Exhibit 7, for the week ending April 24th by Mr. Irby, the shipping clerk. That is, the amount of gross of pencils that he ships by day. There were shipped 266 gross the first day, which was Friday in this case. Friday, the